thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in Mark 1:35, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. The sixth way to overcome stress is to make prayer your daily habit. Prayer is the great stress reliever. Jesus began his day with prayer. He often stopped throughout the day to pray, and he ended each day with prayer. Now, if Jesus made time for prayer as busy as he was, how much more do you need to do it? Time alone with God can be a decompression chamber for life's stresses. We talk to God in prayer, tell him what's on our minds, and let him talk to us as we read the Bible. Then we look at our schedule, evaluate our priorities, and wait for instructions. If we lived that way, the pharmaceutical industry would go broke because we wouldn't need a fraction of the tranquilizers they market. Many of our problems come from our inability to sit still. We just don't know how to be quiet. God says in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." And one reason we don't know God more personally is because we can't be still. We're too busy to be quiet and just think. Someone said, "It seems to be an ironic habit of man that when he loses his way, he doubles his speed." The story is told of a World War II Air Force pilot who flew over the Pacific. When he radioed the tower and the controller asked for his location, he replied, "I don't know, but I'm making record time." A lot of us are like that, speeding through life without knowing where we're headed. We need to start our morning with prayer like Jesus did and stop throughout the day to pray again and recharge our spiritual batteries. That's Overcoming Stress, Part 6 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.